Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor James Uglum. Our New Testament reading for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 23. Paul writes, "But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now you are not yet ready, for you are still of the flesh. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? For when one says, 'I follow Paul,' and another, 'I follow Apollos,' are you not being merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Do you not know that you are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, 'He catches the wise in their craftiness.' And again, 'The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile.' So let no one boast in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. You know, as I read the scriptures and this passage in particular, I'm amazed at how these words written so long ago are all too familiar to us today. So the church in Corinth had a problem. They'd become fascinated with personalities. Some said, "I follow Paul." Others, "I follow Apollos." They were dividing themselves into camps as though the church belonged to their favorite leader. But Paul gently but firmly reminds them that they've missed the point. He says, "What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Only servants through whom you believed. Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth." Those four words are at the heart of this passage. God gave the growth. How easy it is to forget that. We like measurable results. We like to believe that if we just work harder, if we plan better, if we find the right strategy, that we can somehow manufacture spiritual growth. Pastors can fall into this trap. Congregations can too. We begin to think the success of God's kingdom rests on our shoulders. But Paul reminds us that we're servants, not saviors. Only God gives life. Only God changes hearts. Only God can make faith grow. And that is wonderfully freeing. It means that you're called to faithfulness, not to carry the weight of outcomes that belong to God alone. And then Paul goes on to remind us to point out the one foundation that truly matters. He says, "For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Everything else will eventually be tested, programs, personalities, accomplishments, even the things that you're most proud of, will one day be revealed for what they are. Only Christ endures. Only Christ bears the weight of our hope. Only Christ has accomplished your salvation. The good news is that you're standing before God. It's not built on the quality of your work, but on the perfection of His. Jesus has already laid the foundation through His life, His death, and His resurrection. You're not building your way to God. You are building your life upon the one who has already come to you. Paul ends with this remarkable reminder. You are Christ's, and Christ is God's. See, notice where your identity rests. Not in your achievements, not in your failures, not in the opinions of others. You belong to Christ. That means you never face today alone. The one who has laid the foundation also holds you securely on it. He continues to strengthen your faith through His word, to forgive your sins, and to give growth that only He can give. So today, whether you are planting or watering, serving quietly or carrying a heavy burden, remember this. The foundation is Jesus Christ. The growth belongs to God, and you belong to Him. In Jesus' name, amen. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, you have joined us to yourself in holy baptism and made our bodies a temple of your Holy Spirit. May the fruit of the Spirit be born in our bodies as we show forth in the world your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. For against such things there is no law. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.